It's time now for a retro edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Joining us now, Jim McGuinn, who hosts Teenage Kicks on Minnesota Public Radio's The Current. He's also the program director there, and he's here to bring us some sounds from the past, from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Jim, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to be here in the now, talking about the then.
Talking about the there and the then. Yeah. Well, let's get to the first song that you wanted to bring us. And this is the song that your show is named after. This is Teenage Kicks, recorded in the late 70s by The Undertones. Now, this is, we're inside the mind here of a young teenage boy thinking about pursuing a girl that he's interested in. But tell us about this song and why it was so important that you decided to name your show after it.
You know, it just seemed like a good name that would embody an era of music, which really encompasses like the punk and post-punk and the 80s era. But they were a band from Northern Ireland. And you think you're in the middle of the Troubles and all that was going on in the late 1970s. And yet here is this kind of pop punk song influenced by the Sex Pistols and the Clash and the Buzzcocks and everything that was going on in London in the day. And there's a legendary music host from the BBC named John Peel, and he called it his favorite song of all time. And it's inspired so many bands since then. And you think about it, in America, it's basically a prototype for what Green Day would make popular 20 years later.
Interesting. You think this is the precursor to Green Day?
Yeah, I think sonically it's the same kind of ballpark and the same sort of teen angst concerns going on throughout that song. And another interesting thing about this song is that Feargal Sharkey, the guy that was the lead singer of that band as a teenager, he gave up the performing side of the music industry in the early 90s, and now he's in charge of music in the UK. He's like a trade representative, and he's kind of crossed out of performing into representing music as a whole from the United Kingdom.
All right, well, so from there, let's go to another song from the late 70s with a much less upbeat message, you could say. This is by Joy Division. This is Love Will Tear Us Apart. When I said a less upbeat message, we should also say that the singer here, Ian Curtis, actually committed suicide right around the time this song was coming out.
Yeah, they were right on the eve of their first U.S. tour and poised for success. And, you know, the other members of Joy Division, they did pick up the pieces. They turned into New Order. But we have this image of Ian Curtis. He's always going to be 23 years old. That's the age he was when he died. Today, he'd be 58 if he was still alive. But he's influenced so many generations successively down the years musically, but he'll always be kind of like a Kurt Cobain or a Jimi Hendrix of the post-punk set.
And this is actually a song that I keep hearing more and more now for some reason. I don't know where or when, but it does keep coming up.
Yeah, it's been covered by a bunch of different bands, and it seems to show up in movies. And, you know, there's been a lot of dissection of Joy Division's short, tragic story. There's, you know, feature films about them, and there's going to be a museum one day in the house where Curtis lived.
Hmm. Well, staying in the UK, let's get to another one you wanted us to hear. This is The Smiths with Panic. just joining us, you have not tuned in to the 70s and 80s station. This is still NPR, and we're talking with Jim McGuinn in our DJ session about some songs from the 70s and the 80s. And Jim, tell us about this song.
Sure. This is the Smiths song, Panic. And one of the phrases we use to describe Teenage Kicks is we say, same as it never was, which is a twist on a Talking Heads lyric, same as it ever was. It's easy to look back in the late 70s and 80s and just remember the good stuff and imagine that MTV and mainstream radio was playing that music. But the truth is that mainstream media was awful at that time. We're talking, this is the Bryan Adams, Debbie Gibson, Phil Collins, REO, Styx, Don Henley, Wilson Phillips, Olivia Newton, John, Sunglasses at Night, hair metal, bad time in music. That's what was on the radio. It's little wonder that Morrissey and the Smiths implored us to burn down the disco and hang the DJ. Reportedly, they were listening to the BBC's Top 40, BBC One, and they heard the announcer segue from news about Chernobyl into a Wham song, and they were so infuriated that they were inspired to write the song Panic with its catchy hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ chorus, and ironically, it became one of their biggest hits.
You mentioned Phil Collins there. Let's go to another song here by somebody that I always associate with Phil Collins, and that would be Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer.
I wanna be the Sledgehammer.
And, of course, the reason that I think of these two guys together is, weren't they both in Genesis?
Yeah, they were both in Genesis in the 70s when Genesis was more of a prog rock band. And then Phil Collins led Genesis through the their biggest, most successful era after Peter Gabriel left. Yet somehow Phil Collins became the punchline to pop culture jokes, and Peter Gabriel had a respected career and did have some success. That song, Sledgehammer, was number one in America 29 years ago, and that video became the most played video in MTV's history.
You know, we have been talking about a lot of English musicians here. What is it about that? Did they rule the day back in the 80s and the 70s?
Well, there was definitely a lot of energy that came out of the punk movement, which really exploded pop culturally in the 70s in the UK. And then the music that followed, it seemed like a door was kicked open to a lot of possibilities. And so much of that music from that era goes on to influence a lot of the contemporary indie rock bands today.
You hear that now. So who do you hear now that sounds to you like something that would have come out of there or at least has been influenced by that era?
I think pretty much anybody you look at, or if you pick up Rolling Stone, you know, whether that's the kind of something like where Wilco or Radiohead has gone, or whether it's where the whole school that came out of Jack White and the Strokes came from, a lot of that music that's happening today really came through this era sonically.
Jim McGuinn, who hosts Teenage Kicks on Minnesota Public Radio's The Current, where he's the program director, joining us with some classics from this, I guess we can call them classics now, from the 70s and 80s. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear someone say that Phil Collins was a punchline? Like, when did that happen? What?
I actually, in preparation for doing this, was listening to Phil Collins this morning.
And?
I love Phil Collins. Okay. I know you love Phil Collins.
I do. I want to hear from listeners. Do they agree?
Let us know at hereandnow.org. And we've also got the list of all the songs from today's DJ session there. It's hereandnow.org.